This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. So many families had dairy farms in the old days and relied on cold tanks or wells to keep the cream from spoiling until it could be used. Eventually, many communities created central cooperative creameries where all the neighbors could bring their products. At the Roseau County Museum in a 1961 Roseau Times region, I found this story about the Ross Creamery, which had recently closed. The handwritten record stares up from yellow pages. It marks the beginning of a history which was recently concluded, marking the end of an era of service unique to Roseau County. At a meeting held at Ross Schoolhouse on the second day of July, 1907, it was agreed upon to organize a cooperative creamery association, it says matter-of-factly, and thus began the Ross Creamery, which recently closed after 53 years of operation. Joel G. Winkier, State Dairy and Food Inspector, was present. Articles of incorporation for the association were agreed upon and signed by 16 farmers. E. A. Ossie was elected president, G. T. Haugen vice president, Edward Erickson secretary, M. C. Broughton treasurer, and H. J. Gilseth, Ole J. Leon, Ole O. Lee, S. Halverson, Hans O. Erickson were chosen as the first board of directors to serve until the annual meeting to be held on the first Monday in February 1908. Motion made and carried that a mass meeting again be held on the 22nd day of July 1907. Meeting adjourned, Edward Erickson secretary. These were the first official minutes marking the birth date of the association. At that second meeting, it was voted to locate the creamery at Ross and to increase the board to 7 members. Shares were to be sold, promissory notes taken, and motion made and carried that the creamery shall be completed and in running order by March 1st, 08, Erickson wrote. The work and struggle behind those simple words are not visible today, but the board never faltered. On September 16th, 1907, they met and decided to call for bids on October 5th at Ross. This they did, and Erickson's minutes reveal that Bendix Vestas offered to build and complete the creamery according to plan number 9 of the Creamery Package Company for the sum of $1,430. Motion made and seconded that his offer should be accepted. And thus it was the creamery took its major step toward physical being. That December, the same contractor got the nod to build an ice house for $100 at the creamery, 14 by 16 by 10 feet high, and Aslak Listug was given the contract to paint the creamery inside and out for $40. On December 17th, the board accepted the bid of the Creamery Package Company for $1,294 to equip the creamery for operation with the machinery to be shipped from Minneapolis, June 3, 1908. That January, A. Stomsvik was appointed buttermaker at a salary of $700, and 15% of the premiums received over, quote, New York Extra. Unquote. It was agreed that if the board wanted to, it could award him $20 extra at the end of the year. That same meeting authorized $3 for putting in a foundation for the boiler and getting it in operating condition, and $75 to A. Gino for drilling a well. That February, the first officers were elected who were to function with the creamery in actual operation. They were E. A. Ossie, president, Ed Provold, vice president, Edward Erickson, secretary, M. C. Broughton, treasurer, and directors Ole Moen, R. J. Gilseth, and N. A. Heskin. At the same meeting, they voted to have G. C. Broughton put up ice for $30 and E. Sandow to furnish 50 cords of popple wood at $2.50 per cord. That March, the board was ready to accept the new building, but withheld payment to Vestness until he returned the plans so they could see if it is completed in every detail. It apparently was, for several meetings later he was paid, and the board voted to borrow $1,150 to pay bills incurred in the building and equipping the creamery. Bills that April totaled $1,064.36. April saw the creamery rolling in full blast. A total of 1,424 pounds of fat were received, which paid patrons $299.23. With an eye to the future, the board put $14.24 into a sinking fund, and the Ross Creamery was on its way. By May, the receipts of cream had shot up to 9,385 pounds, and the creamery had made 2,405 pounds of butter. The byproduct, buttermilk, was sold for 35 cents a barrel to those who came for it. Alert for business, the board offered Jurgensen 45 cents for every 100 pounds of cream he could gather from farmers at Duxby and bring to the creamery, provided the farmers would contribute at least 1/2 cent a hundred for the work. The receipts of cream began to climb. July found 22,180 coming in, August 24,030 pounds, and right away the income began to outrace payments. The July margin was about $100, while in August it rose to a few dollars more. By September, the association had a balance of $116.06. By the end of that year, the creamery had paid out a total of $8,947, a remarkable achievement for the first few months of operation. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.